I'm Nathan Cones, here with your Week in Review for Sunday, September 19th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, a Carroll man accused of reckless use of fire was sentenced to 10 days in jail. 37-year-old Joshua Renzi pled guilty to the serious misdemeanor charge as part of an agreement with prosecutors. He was arrested in February for leaving a burning box unattended in the basement of an occupied structure. At number 9, a federal judge has temporarily blocked Iowa's ban on school mask mandates. That judge, Robert Pratt, signed the order Monday, telling the state to stop enforcing that ban. The lawsuit was filed by several parents with children with medical conditions who claimed the ban prevented their children from safely attending school. Governor Reynolds says the state is appealing Pratt's decision. At number 8, Chad Tiemeyer has been selected as Carroll's new Parks and Recreation Director. The announcement was made by city officials just over a week ago. Tiemeyer is the current Parks and Recreation Director for the city of Shenandoah. His first day with the city will be in November. And number 7, a routine traffic stop leads to felony drug charges for a Storm Lake woman. 23-year-old Maritza Maldonado was picked up for a simple minimus warrant by the Storm Lake Police Department. However, a small amount of cocaine was found in her possession while she was being booked into the Buena Vista County Jail. Now she's charged with introduction of a controlled substance to a correctional institution, a Class D felony. At number 6, a Carroll man accused of threatening to shoot a car and its occupants was indicted on Tuesday. The trial information filed against 26-year-old Kendall Kuhlman was submitted, and he's charged with first-degree harassment for the August 25th incident in Carroll. His arraignment hearing is scheduled for September 23rd. At number 5, Mark Beardmore is back and ready to serve the community in a bid for a first term as Carroll mayor. The former Carroll County supervisor is aiming for another stint at public office after facing some serious health issues. Beardmore says the decision to run is due to what he sees as a disrespectful attitude from city officials towards Carroll residents. You can check the full story with Beardmore at 1380kcim.com. At number 4, a longtime St. Anthony employee has been named an Iowa hospital hero. Director of Materials Management and Housekeeping Lisa Curry was recognized by the Iowa Hospital Association for her outstanding dedication to the hospital and its patients and staff. She'll be recognized during the IHA's annual meeting in October. And number 3, a Jefferson juvenile was airlifted to Des Moines with serious injuries from an accident last Friday. The 14-year-old male was injured in the two-vehicle collision on Friday afternoon. He was driving a 2016 Honda moped when he swerved over the center line and was struck by an oncoming vehicle. At number 2, a Templeton man was jailed after authorities investigated a vehicle in a ditch near Scranton. 21-year-old Kane Anderson was charged with OWI, possession of a controlled substance, drug paraphernalia, and dangerous weapon while intoxicated. Authorities located Anderson's vehicle in a ditch near Scranton on Highway 30 last Friday morning. And then our top story, the IKM Annie Community School District election results from Tuesday. The district's $19.95 million bond referendum failed to meet the 60% threshold it needed to pass in Tuesday's special election. School officials are going back to the drawing board to determine how they can address the aging facilities. Those results will become official on Monday when the Board of Supervisors canvasses the results. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.